Welcome to Pennsylvania in Focus. I'm Kristen Smith. On the heels of Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro's green energy proposals for a state cap and trade program, House Democrats have offered a dozen bills that couple economic growth with environmental protection. Joining me today is the Center Square's Pennsylvania reporter, Anthony Hennin. So, Anthony, let's hear more about these proposals that House Democrats are looking to introduce in the coming weeks.
Yeah, so this is coming out of the House Democrats' Blue-Green Caucus, which is basically about 55 Democrats count themselves as part of this caucus, essentially trying to find a way where you can get environmental protection and job growth. This is also, we've heard this a number of times from Governor Shapiro, who argues that there's no innate trade-off between jobs and environmental protection. We can have both if we do this right. So the House Democrats are rolling out almost a dozen proposals that touch anything from energy production, especially tied to expanding solar, environmental conservation, consumer energy costs, funding for public transit, and also efficiency standards for appliances. They had a press conference earlier this week, and Katie Bloom, the political and legislative director of Conservation Voters of Pennsylvania, joined them arguing that the shared agenda that we're rolling out shows that there's a lot more that unites the labor community and environmental advocates than divides us. This is really, kind of going back to this longstanding tension between, potential limits on pollution or industrial processes, where in rural Pennsylvania, the Democratic coalition relies heavily on these sorts of jobs, these sorts of union workers to power this. But we're seeing more of a divide within urban Pennsylvania, where Democratic voters put, environmental protection is much higher of a priority for them. And this is an initiative here basically to show, this coalition is not fracturing, or this is not a either or, this is a yes and situation.
So this coalition talks a lot about working together and finding solutions that protect the economy and the environment. It's a lot of response to Republican concerns that these green energy proposals will hurt the economy for very little payoff. So given that the Democrats say that this is a way to bridge the gap, has there been really any Republican response or buy-in on this, or is it just all House Democrats?
So far, this has generally been House Democrats. But when you look at some of these bills, it's some of them have gotten bipartisan support. Community solar has been one, that passed through the House. I believe that had a few Republican supporters. The bigger question here is, even if you only have a Democratic push in the House, you can still make that work simply because Democrats have a majority here. The bigger question is dealing with the Republican-led Senate and whether you can get this through both chambers and to Shapiro's desk. And that is still, a standing issue. Some of these bills, public transit funding increases have been, a point of concern for Republicans, especially Republicans in rural districts who do not benefit as much. Other things like requiring prevailing wages on green energy projects, that will be an extremely hard sell to Republicans. Appliance efficiency standards also can be a bit tricky, depending on how they're worded or where they're focused, because if you're mandating, electric stoves in new housing projects, for instance, that's something that Republicans have come out against and seen this as a way of them essentially trying to ban natural gas for residential use. So, there are tensions here within the Democratic side of things, but there's also tensions with Republicans and whether, how many of these 11 bills really come to fruition. It's hard to say, but I don't think a lot of these will have exactly smooth sailing. There's going to have to be political horse trading to really get some of these through, if they do get through.
Thanks for joining us today. Listeners can keep up with this story and more at thecentersquare.com.
Are you tired of news that puts politics over people? At the nonprofit Franklin News Foundation, we believe in putting people over politics by delivering nonpartisan news and audio content that serves you, the American taxpayer. With Franklin News Foundation, you can read fact-based, state-focused news for free at thecentersquare.com. You can listen to civil, balanced conversations between policy experts through our podcast network at americastalking.com. Or you can get in-depth news on K-12 education spending, curriculum, and school safety at chalkboardnews.com. It's all free through Franklin, where we put you, the American taxpayer, first in every story, episode, and conversation. And it's only possible through our supporters. Together, we can produce content that puts people over politics and brings Americans the news they deserve. Become a supporter today at franklinnews.org/donate. Once again, that's franklinnews.org/donate.